Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Sound Heart Radio. This morning, we're going to have a class in basic heart cardiology. And this class will involve the basic understanding of atopic dissection. More specifically, we're going to study First John 1:9 and other verses of First John, particularly for First John chapter 3. But particularly, 1 John 1:9 reads in this manner. If we confess our sin, he is faithful, that is trustworthy, and just, that is fulfilling his declared promise, to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The preposition here is apple, the full word from, and it means to, it means out from. So he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us out from all unrighteousness. There may be aspects of sin that which we are not aware of. And so, please understand that it's a very powerful matrix verse. Now, note also that he is faithful to forgive. He is faithful and just to forget. That is, a theme to send out from us or to send away from. To forgive. The word here means, of course, release. Forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. Please keep in mind that sin leaves a spiritual wound in our hearts. And so the blood of Christ himself is applied to that as the balm of Gilead in order to heal us of the wound or wounds that are place in our hearts due to sinful actions. But John also states that there is an action that we must perform. It is a decisive action. There is an intentional action on our part that must be performed. And notice he uses the collective pronoun he. If we confess, and this is a very important word in the Greek text, homologeo means to agree with God. You and I know that as believers, we should know as believing ones that God knows. As comprehensively. He knows everything about us. And so there is nothing about us that is hidden from God, although we might attempt to hide certain things about ourselves or certain realities about ourselves from ourselves. There is no part of us that is hidden from God. Now, please read Psalm 90. Our secret sins are in the light of day, says the psalmist. God is omniscient, and that is all-knowing, and therefore he knows all about us. Those parts of us that we attempt to suppress, we attempt to bury alive because of the difficult nature of what is there. God, that's God's truth. Carl Jung even discovered this, and he writes about in his book, Modern Man in Search of the Soul. He talks about the word that he and Freud uncovered about the human heart and about the human propensity to attempt to hide from ourselves, because of what is buried deep within the heart. And I want to discuss this verse in great detail, because this verse is pivotal. And for our spiritual recovery, when we have sin, notice, sin is basically against God. That is missing the mark of the divine standard. We call it missing the mark. Or we may say that sin is lack of conformity to the character of God. Whether it be an active disposition or state, sin is lack of conformity to the character of God. God is holy. God said to his people, "Be ye holy." Notice the state of being or being. "Be you holy, for I am holy." In the Old Testament, the word holy was taken from the Canaanite, the indigenous Canaanite religion, and taken over by the saints to speak about their relationship with God. And holy means to be set apart. They, the pagans, use the term and explain that. This is very powerful term. So it was used by the writers of the Old Testament to speak about the relationship that the Old Testament saints had with God. The book of Leviticus tells us that there is culpability, or the individual is culpable for both, of course, intentional sins. We know this. We are culpable for intentional sins. And the book of Leviticus also states that the individuals are culpable for unintentional sins too. So I want there to be an understanding of the exacting nature of God with regard to sin. And so when we confess to God our sins, John does not mean to speak to God in a general manner about the possibilities that I have sinned, or in some way violated the divine standard. John elucidates that the sinning believer must be very specific in naming his or her sins. And note that John does not say sin. He uses the word sin, harmatian, in the Greek, harmatian, or harmatias, in the Greek, I should say. So, if we confess, then he is faithful. So there is an action that I must perform. If I confess, or collectively, if we confess our sins, and the Greek does not have our sins. The Greek reads, if we confess the sins, not our sins, the sins. So there is the definite article before the noun sins. He is. And so we have that state of being. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from out from all unrighteousness. Verse 10, John states, if we say, and which is really interesting, in verse 9, John states, if we confess confess. In verse 10, John states, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. Now, and his word is not in us. Now, the word lie means to utter an untruth or attempt to deceive by falsehood. And so this is a biblical understanding of this particular term. So in verse 9, John states, if we confess our sins, verse 10, John says, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. John states emphatically that God, as to his nature, or God, as to his essence, is light. And the word states that in him is no darkness at all. And so it is emphatically stated that God is light, and in him is no darkness, no scotia at all. Scotia, or darkness, is an active principle in the Word of God. So this scotia does not exist within the divine essence. So you and I have a wonderful salvation, and we are to live lives that are consistent with the confession that we are believing once. So we come out from lie-based thinking, which deceives ourselves, basically. Lie-based thinking is self-deception. God is never deceived, but we can deceive ourselves. And we do not want to deceive ourselves with regard to sin. And in verse 7, John presents the efficacy or the effectual nature of the blood of Jesus Christ. In verse 9, John 7, John states, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Listen to this very carefully. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So, the centrality of the person of Christ in our salvation, the centrality of the substitutionary work of Christ, is John's focus with regard to our salvation. John is very specific. John uses a very simple prose, and yet John is very profound. And John is presenting to us an apologetic, as it were, against the Gnostic heresies, which says that the body could sin and yet the spirit or the soul remained clean or impeccable. So John attacks that lie. The body is essential to our salvation. The body is set apart unto God. The body belongs to Christ. Our minds belong to Christ. Our hearts belong to the living Christ. Let me also state that believing ones may sin occasionally, but the one who knows God does not sin habitually. Believing ones do not sin habitually. John also deals with this aspect of our salvation. And let me say also that the Bible never says of saints, that is, those who are saved, the word never states that, or you'll never find the phrase, we are sinners saved by grace. You'll never find those two. You will never find a statement like that in the New Testament. Saints are called saints. They're never called sinner saints. You and I have physical salvation, sanctification in Christ, and we have practical sanctification, which has to do with our everyday relationship with God. But the adjective sinner no longer applies to any believer. He or she, The believing one has been saved and his life belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a great day.